Section 2. Grammar section. The good fairy continued to say, "The cruel monster also intended to kill you, but your mother fell at his feet and begged piteously. Then he agreed to spare you if your mother promised never to reveal the story. Afterwards, the monster plundered your father's fortune and set fire to his house. Your mother escaped from the place as fast as she could. For miles and miles she travelled in agony of fear. At last, exerting all her strength, she reached the village where you have lived so long. Now you know why she has never talked about your father. It has been a hard trial to her to see you growing up in poverty. It is you who will regain the fortune your parents lost. I have taken you under my protection, for I was your father's guardian. But through a sad mistake, I lost my power for many years and was unable to help your father when he was in the desperate struggle. My power only returned on the day you went to sell your cow. It was through me that the butcher found the beans. It was I that induced you to buy them and that caused the beanstalk to grow. I made you want to climb. Now you have reached this country where the wicked giant lives, I can only help you if you are willing to take action. You are careless, but brave and earnest. Go boldly forward, fearing neither danger nor hardship. Your enemy's house lies straight before you. Remember that my protection can be given to you as long as you work boldly and faithfully." The fairy then vanished.